Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello to all of my listeners. Thank you for tuning in tonight to the Joyous Word. I am so excited. I'm always excited to do the work of God and to be on the radio talking to people. It's just a wonderful thing. And I pray that your week was blessed and prosperous. I know it was blessed if you are still here and able to hear me. I know it was blessed, but I also pray it was prosperous. I'm praying for the prosperity to come through the kingdom this year, and I'm just looking forward to it. But you know what? I'm doubly excited about my guest tonight. I'm talking about Oodle Goodles excited about my guest this evening. I mean, he has worked with some of the top names in the gospel industry, and he has a wonderful music and video single entitled "He Knows." Help me to welcome to the program singer and songwriter, Minister James A. Willis Jr. Welcome to the show, Minister Willis.
Hey, how
I mean
are you
Willis.
Doing?
Did I say it right?
I'm good. Yes, you said it right, Willis. Right. That's right. Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Oh, honey, I you know what? If I was doing any better, I'd be raptured up. I've been so excited all week about this interview. I've been listening to your song over and over and over, and I'm telling you, the anointing, it just takes you in. That song would take you in to the presence of God.
Well, I sure thank you. I sure thank you and appreciate you for playing the song, and thank you for this interview. And it's a blessing to be on your show right now.
Well, thank you so much. Now, please tell our listeners a little bit about where you're from and how you got started in the gospel music industry.
Well, I'm from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. That's that state right in the middle of the United States.
Yeah.
Right next to Dallas, Texas, and Texas. And right here in Oklahoma, born and raised. I've been singing and playing, I guess, since six years old. And just been singing all my life in church. And my mama had me in church. She gave me a drug problem at an early age. And so, because that means I was drugged to church all the time.
Right.
I don't want nobody to get that twisted. Yeah, because everybody got like, drug problem.
Oh,
okay, now.
Yeah, they be there. I hope they get it, honey.
Yeah. Drugged to church.
Drugged to church.
Been a church boy all my life.
Thank God for the drug.
Yeah, and now I've been over here, been associate minister at Prospect Baptist Church for over 21 years and minister of music at this church.
My God. Now, it sounds like you are really a natural-born performer, when it comes to having that gift is what I'm saying. Is there anyone else in your family that has those kind of musical talents?
Yeah, my dad played guitar, and when I started out I played drums first. He had me sometimes playing with a little quintet every now and then. Then I started playing a little guitar, a little bit of every instrument that he had in the house. He had quite a few instruments. My brothers sing as well as they play instruments as well. And my mother sung in the choir, of course, and, you know, born and raised a church guy in Christ. So she sung in the choir, my daddy sung, and they played. And so I grew up with a big family besides my immediate family, my uncles and aunts, all of them played and sung in church. So it's been God put it in me a long time ago because I had no actual formal training as far as learning how to play. I learned how to play piano very well at the age of 33.
Wow.
And I used to just sing and write songs without playing. I could pick notes then, but then I started playing piano, then I started producing as well.
Wow. I always wanted to learn how to play the piano. I remember I asked my mother, because I wanted piano lessons, and asked her if I could take them, and she said, yeah. So it was a lady at the school, one of the teachers that was teaching it, and she charged my mother like $25. And I think in a month's time, the only thing I knew how to play was scales. And my mama took me up at that class. She said, you ain't going to be ripping me off if she can't play nothing but scales. I was so mad. I wanted to learn how to play that piano. I was happy to do those scales. But, you know, as I've grown up over the years, I know some people and personal friends of mine that just had the gift, never even went to class or nothing, just learned how to play by ear.
That's it. And that's, you know, because that's what I did. I think I watched everybody played for me so long, I just got to the point where, look, I needed to be able to play for myself because I'd go places and nobody had to play. So I asked God, I said, God, if you teach me to play, I definitely will always play for you.
Wow.
And he did it. He did it.
Wow. You know, ain't nothing like being faithful to God, because what you do for God is going to last.
That's right. Only what you do for Christ will last, and that's true.
Yeah, well, honey, I'm telling you, and people are probably tired of hearing me say it, but I always talk about the difference between a good singer and the anointing. You can get anybody to sing a song, and it might sound good, but the anointing, not only is it going to usher you into the presence of God, but the anointing destroys the yokes.
That's right. That's right. And we were always taught that. You know, my mother used to always sing. She said, just sing, and it's got in your heart, you can't really deliver the message.
Mm.
You got to have it, and God will anoint you to be able to deliver it so that somebody will get the message from you. So it's not like I even had to try to, that's why I don't try to practice what I'm going to do. I just allow God to do it. And that's what he always does. That's what he's always done.
Yeah, he's faithful with it. He is faithful with it. But, you know, that was very smart, even at a young age, to say, God, if you bless me with this, I'll use it for you. Because you opened up a door for that blessing. I didn't know that. You went to the Lord. I was going to my mama.
I went to my mama, too, but I had to go to the Lord because she wasn't having it.
Right, there you go. And went to that music teacher that was asking for that $25. And that was a lot of money back in the 60s. My mom
sure
was like,
it's still a lot of money right now.
Well, it sure is. It'll buy you some gas. I know that, at least.
Now, it's a gallon or something.
Yeah, at least. Now, you appeared on the National Showcase for Gospel Announcers Guide of Seattle, Washington, and St. Louis, and Houston, and Dallas, and North Carolina, Milwaukee, Chicago, and Cincinnati, Ohio. Tell us a little bit about that the National Showcase for the Gospel Announcers Guide.
Well, it's an awesome showcase for artists who, or even, you know, independent artists, you know, artists who are trying to get out there and get their songs to be heard and be played. So this platform is great, and it was a great experience to be able to practice sing with so many great artists and great singers that I've admired through the years. And God just blessed me, and he elevated me to get to that point. I always give him the credit and the glory for that, because it wasn't about anything that I'd done. It's just about how he always set that up to set me in places where I needed to be. And that's why I knew that the assignment was already set forth. So I'm just glad to be on those occasions. And so every state, every Seattle, from GMWA, everywhere, was always an awesome situation. And I made good contacts and good relationships with different artists. And so we remain friends today. And it's just been a blessing. It's just been a blessing in the whole journey.
Yeah. Well, and your gift made room for you.
Hey, you said it right there.
That's the bottom line.
Your gift will make room.
I try to tell
younger artists or younger people who get into this business, don't worry about trying to just do it for fortune and fame and money. Just know your gift will make all the room. And when God's ready for you to elevate you, he does the elevation. Don't let nobody else elevate you. Let him do it.
Amen. And the Bible is very clear about the doors that he opens, no man
That's
can
right.
close.
That's right.
And vice versa, the ones he closes,
that's
no
right.
man can open.
Nobody can open.
So when your steps are ordered, that's the bottom line.
That's my. It's like, I don't care how many no's you get, you keep pressing.
Mm-mm.
God has got a yes waiting on you.
Come on,
got
now.
One waiting on you.
See you.
Sometimes sometimes the no's are for your benefit. You just don't
Ooh,
know.
Tell the truth. You encourage your mother right now. But
hey,
it's the truth.
That's right.
You know, and just like any parent, you know, a kid talking about they want chocolate cake for breakfast and you tell them no, they have a fit. They don't know mm-hmm. that you're protecting them, because if they eat that chocolate cake, they're going to be sick. They might get fat. Anything could happen.
Right.
It's not healthy for them.
That's
so
right.
So when God, you know, a lot of times we don't rejoice in the no's because we don't see the outcome. But you're absolutely right. We only need one yes from God.
That's it.
And when your steps are ordered and you on this journey, you're going to make it. Just know you're going to make it. Just hold on.
See, you about to get something started right there.
You know what? I need to get something started. I need to get it started, because I'm telling you, you know, people, you know, and I love God, because when he gives us assignments, you know, he might show you something, and then he take you back through the journey.
That's it.
You know,
That's
so
it.
You be thinking you're going to get something right then, you got to go back. You know, he shows you part of the outcome, and then you go through the journey part of it. And that's normally not very pleasant to have to go through. But it is definitely rewarding. I can say that for sure. Now, you have signed on to do a national tour of the hit gospel play Healing for Your Soul. And you served as a leader of the lead character in this natural role as a minister. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the song, I mean, that the play just deals with so many different aspects of healing from the soul. So it deals with, there's one couple who's dealing with divorce and marriage issues. There's one young man who's dealing with drug addiction. There's a young lady who's dealing with being an outcast of her family. And there's some other issues that's going on. So the healing from a soul
mm-hmm.
vision that she had was for allow to let take people through the journeys as you watch the play, and then you also see at the end that God has a reason why these things are happening, but there is a healing for every situation. So healing for the soul, because once the soul is healed, then it allows everything else about you to heal. And in the character, just being a preacher, you know, it just comes natural. So a lot of the things that I say, I would say, even to a young man, or his life, because it's a young man that plays my son,
mm-hmm.
is the things that I said to my son. It's a young lady, it's the same things I said to my daughter or somebody I counseled through the years. And it's just a natural thing. So it's good to be able to get into a play that allows you to be yourself. And that's an awesome thing, because you don't really have to play the part. You just be the part.
Wow, that's deep. You don't have to play the part, just be the part. Now, that's where true good acting comes in, because you go from acting to actually becoming the character or the role.
That's it. That's
wow.
It. And you're right.
That's pretty powerful. And you know, the songwriter had it right when he said, free your mind and the rest will follow, because that's what it sounds like here, healing for your soul.
Yeah.
Your soul is your mind area.
That's it.
Your will, the thoughts, and process.
That's it. That's why the devil wants it. He wants your soul.
My God.
He wants it. He wants to collect them souls, and he does everything he can. That's why God always said, guard your mind. Guard your heart.
Yes, he does.
Because one day your soul is going to heaven. That's what he wants. That's the plan.
God. You know, it's funny, because people, you know, when you don't know the word, I mean, before I, you know, got saved and got into the word, I believed that the soul was the spirit. I didn't know the difference between a soul and a spirit. I thought that the soul was your spirit, but your soul is your thought and will process, where you reason and make decisions.
Mm-hmm. And see, a lot of people didn't, you know, that's why the word of God is so true about knowing, if you read it, if you read different things long enough, you get a different understanding. That's why I said as always, my mother used to say, and all I get it, get a good understanding.
Ooh, ain't it the
and
truth.
Once you get a good understanding, it makes a lot, it makes it easier. Because the Bible opens itself up daily and reveals mm-hmm. something new daily. You can read the scripture over and over and you get something new pertaining your situation.
That is the truth.
You know, you can read a lot of scriptures about be encouraged and be strong and fear not. But the more you read it and the more you understand, what he's telling you is that I got you. If you learn to just let me have you and turn it over to me, stop worrying about something you can't change, only I can.
Well,
that makes a big difference.
Yes, it does. It
makes a difference in your walk, and it makes a difference in how you respond to things.
And you made a good point of why the devil wants our soul, because as they say, and Joyce Meyer even wrote a book on, the battlefield is in the mind.
That's it.
You know, he can't. You know, he doesn't have the power to, you know, to possess you, especially as a Christian. He does not have the power to possess you because the Holy Spirit resides there and because you have authority over him. But he can try and put ideas in your mind to get you off course.
Yeah.
So that's very powerful that you brought up that point of why the devil, he's not after your ministry or none of that. He's after your mind.
That's it. That's why he talks about that all so much. Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus.
Wow.
And you have to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Got to keep your mind stayed in the Word so then you'll understand when he comes at you with all kinds of tricks. Mm-hmm. You know what to do. You know how to respond.
Yes, yes. And you're right. You get new revelation. You can read the same scripture 10 times and get 10 different revelations referring to your specific situation at that time. You are absolutely
right.
Correct.
That is right.
Yes,
ma'am.
Now, not only did you play the lead character in the play, but your original music has also been featured throughout the play. And this play was really highly acclaimed and even sought after from some producers, from what I understand. Is this correct?
Yes, it was. The last show we did in Kansas, I had quite a few producers, and I even had, I can't call his name first, but he dealt with the Temptations. He was one of the people from who did a lot of the shows for the Temptations in Vegas. So had a lot of promoters looking at it and trying to invest. And so the lady who wrote the play mm-hmm. and who produced the play still working on it.
Now, is it a possibility that we could still see the play? Is this something that will continue to be a tour or on tour? Or is it?
Yes.
Go ahead.
But it's currently not on tour
right now, but
it will be. It will be later this year, and it's also they're going to be having a video of one of the shows that were in one of the cities that we're in. So that'll be coming out soon, and I'll kind of keep you posted on that as well.
That would be wonderful. I'd certainly like to know, and I'm sure my listeners would like to know as well. So yes,
yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward. I love good plays and good messages, so I'm looking forward to that. Now let's talk about your project entitled "I'll Praise Him," that was produced in 2011 and is still playing on radio stations across the country and has gotten great reviews even in Africa, and also on the charts of the BDS. And is this Synergy on radio? Tell us a little bit about this wonderful project of yours, this song.
Yeah, this song, you know, we even though it was in 2011 when we first birthed the song and came out and we sung it at the GMWA, great responses and then it's still playing now. It's great responses. I always tell people a song never gets old. Until, you know, your ears can't listen to it anymore.
Yes.
So I always tell people that sometimes a song sometimes is birthed, and then God sends it through a process to where it's still relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So people, a song like "I'll Praise Him" means after you start listening to it, it just kind of resonates in you. You can't
mm-hmm.
help but want to give God praise. So everywhere we ministered with that song, it's always had a great response. And so we continue to keep pushing and striving to for that song, and even though I have many other songs and got a new project, you know, working with and all that stuff, but that song that song, particular song, stayed on my heart. God has said, keep on pressing forward, keep on pushing this song. So until every year you can hear it. And in Africa, you know, when they played it in Africa, we got the word, heard about it being played in Europe and different places. And God, there's places that probably I don't even know about that's playing the song, but I thank God for everyone who's playing it and how people are responding to the song.
And honey, I'm gonna tell you, it's a feel good song, honey. I was up dancing and twirling around and everything. I'm telling you, you got to put your dancing shoes on for this one. It is really a good and you know, people, you know, we talked about this on the program before. When people think that, you know, praise music is just slow, it can be up tempo just like this, and it's still a praise song.
Oh, yeah, that's it. And it's definitely praise. And I thank God for it because it's just been a great, awesome journey with that song. And then along with the whole project that was birthed actually from a different songs that are on the project are dealing with different areas of some are worship, some are dealing with encouragement, some are dealing with trying to encourage somebody to come back to Christ. And even while they're going through crisis, going through situation. And one song I wrote called He Knows, I wrote it for my niece who had been out there on drugs for a long time, and just always kept encouraging her to say, God knows where you are.
Okay.
So when this song came forth, I just dedicated it to her, as well as the video. We dedicated it to her as well as my wife. We dedicated to her who, you know, went through breast cancer and now still is a 8-year survivor.
Yeah.
And we just thank God for all the things he's doing with the whole project and how he orchestrated, put it together.
Well, we want to give a shout out to your wife and tell her thank you for being strong and for trusting God and hanging in there and giving hope to others even through this testimony, because you never go through anything just for yourself. I tell people all the time, God trusted you to go through that. He allowed you to go through that because he trusted that you would not leave him and that you would be able to make it through. So a shout out to your wife and to your whole family as a whole for, you know, because they are behind what you do.
That's it. I have to tell my wife, love you, baby. Love you.
Yes. Mrs. Willis, we hope you listening tonight. God bless you and thank you, and we will continue to keep you in prayer and one another in prayer because that's what the Bible tells us to do, pray for the strength of one another. So, oh, my God, well, I'm telling you, it's been such a journey. You know, I'm looking at the Lord has also blessed the group to minister at the 2005, 6, 2009, and 10 Gospel Music Workshop of America. And various artists showcase. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the group, because I was going to say, I saw the video of I'll Praise Him, and I'm telling you, I put it on my Facebook page, my LinkedIn page, I put it on every social media that I have, because that song has been a true blessing. But tell us also a little bit about this Gospel Music Workshop of America.
Well, Gospel Music Workshop of America is an awesome place for artists that come every year. I've been a member of the workshop over about 25 years now. And at the artist showcase is where we get a chance to interact with different artists and also be able to praise God and give him praise at the same time, learn everything that you need to learn about the industry as well as how to promote your music and marketing. And the biggest thing is about how we all can come together and be united. And even if you're not singing, you still learn so much by just being around other singers and being blessed by other ministries. And so I have a group of singers who have been with me a while, and they are an awesome group of singers. And, I mean, they're just like family to me, and we've been together a while. And, you know, how you go through some group members are there for a season. Started out with 12, and now I'm down to 6. And so it's like that, and then down to 5 is just kind of with the same, most of the same core people are right there with me. So, and I still love every last group member that's ever sung. And so it's just that sometimes seasons are there, and everybody can be with you the whole journey. But it's been an awesome ride. And then on the video, you see a lot of singers, you see a lot of different artists that from Oklahoma who are on that video as well. Some gospel announcers on that video. From Oklahoma, and I don't want to get into naming a lot of names, but there's a lot of different people that's on that video. Some of my kids from the church. You saw a lot of kids, and it's just been it was a nice day to even do it, and it was great, gracious of all of them to be a part of the video.
Yeah, well, it's a very well put together video, and everybody looked like they were really truly enjoying themselves and praising on that song. Didn't nobody look like they were just brought in for the moment. They looked like they were really, blessed to be a part of it. And, excuse me, and that really shows through on the video. So, I really enjoyed that as well. And when you see people praising God like that, I don't care what you're going through, when you hear some good anointed word, whether it's through song, whether it's through ministry, and you see people praising, it's going to encourage you.
That's it.
No matter what you're going through, it is going to encourage you. So I really want to bless our listeners to be able to hear this song. Is there anything you want to say before we, without further ado, let our listeners hear "I'll Praise Him"?
Yeah, just tell everybody just if you love God like you say you love God, just always continue giving praise. The Bible says every day I should have praise in my mouth, and praise on my lips, and a praise in my heart. My hands should praise Him. And so whatever you do, when you listen, even when you listen to this song, or you listen to any song that's talking about praise, you ought to be able to sometimes get free enough to get your dance on, get your praise on. And we always tell everybody, no matter what you do every day, tell yourself, I'll praise Him.
Yes, yes. And let everything that has breath
praise
the Lord. Amen. Well, without further ado, we're going to listen to Minister James A. Willis Jr.'s "I'll Praise Him" live.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands up and give God some praise. God is worthy of the honor. Thank you.
my. Even the arrangement on that song is the bomb. Honey, I, you know, how can you not praise a God like that? I mean, that was straight from the heavenlies right there. Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you.
I tell you, I was in there praising and just listening to it.
I was too.
Praising him again.
I got up and was getting my dance on. I said, you know what? Now, this a good exercise song. You start praising it, you're going to lose some weight.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, honey, put that on right there. you don't have to You don't have to get no jump rope or nothing. Just put that song on. And I'm telling you, you will lose a whole lot of things. You'll lose weight, you'll lose depression. You're going to lose unnecessary weight that are holding you down. That song is truly anointed, and I thank you for your obedience to sing that song and to allow us to enjoy it here in the earth.
Amen. I appreciate you. Now, you preached that thing right there. You said something right there. Something.
Honey, I'm telling you, the anointing is on that thing. I almost forgot to put my headset back on. I was jamming so hard over there. Lord have mercy.
Hey. We thank God for it. He gets the glory.
Yes, he does. I'm giving him the glory for it too. Now, you know, again, your gift has made room for you, and you've had the opportunity to fellowship in ministries with many national known gospel artists, including Yolanda Adams, John P. Key, Shirley Caesar, Vicki Winans, Beverly Crawford, Edwin Hawkins, B.B. and C.C. Winans, Fred Hammonds, Commission, the Williams Brothers, the Canton Spirituals, Peace Sisters, Bobby Jones, Sean, McClure.
McLemore. Yeah.
The man's David and Tamala, and so many more, just so many more, and you know, being one yourself, how is it for you to have worked with such gospel giants in the industry?
Oh, it's been a blessing. I'm humbled for every opportunity that I get to work with any of the gospel artists. I'm humbled every time, and I know there's nothing but God that set that up. And so I always say, you know, years ago when I met James Cleveland, personally, I'm about to give my age, but I met James Cleveland, and he encouraged me himself to continue to do what God told me to do. And so it's been an awesome blessing to work with all of the artists, and they're really nice people and wonderful people.
Wow. Thank you. Now, for our listeners, what is the best way for us to be able to purchase your CD?
You can get the CD on iTunes.com, you can get it on CD Baby, or to Rhapsody.com, any of those major carriers of CDs and MP3s. You can download them one song at a time or the whole project as well. And you can write us at P.O. Box 20250 Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156, and we can send you some orders of CDs, and also contact us at area code 45-420-1670 to even get in contact with me and to either, you know, and then we have the website, www.jdubmusic.com. J-Dub is JDUBMUSIK.com.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. I like the way, and I was wondering, excuse me, if that was a clever way of spelling music, and I see that it is. It's www.JDUBMUSIK.
Mm-hmm.
So that's JDUBMUSIK.com, which is J-Dub Music. Is that how it's
Yeah.
Okay, J-Dub Music. Okay.
Yeah, I just changed it around from the C to the K just to kind of, you know.
That was smart. That was clever. I like that.
And you can also contact Brother Bruce Knight with PushItManagement.com. He's an awesome guy who's helping me push this project.
Yes. Yes, the Knights are definitely people who don't mind sharing their gifts and talents to promote others. And I thank God for them. So I want to give a shout out to the Knights. We thank you. They have set up several interviews with the artists for me on this program, including this one. So shout out to them, both of you. Just know that we love you, and we thank God for you in the kingdom. And you're also now are on Facebook but the best way to get in touch with you would be through the website.
Yes, website or contact Brother Bruce Knight. We have Facebook. Also, we still have MySpace, and MySpace has not gone out of the picture. MySpace and Twitter. And Twitter is JDUB1057 at Twitter. You can find the Twitter account at JDUB9976 Twitter account. And so there's so many ways to reach us now,
mm-hmm,
so many
yeah.
ways that the world now reaches, people. So all those ways are available.
That is funny that you said MySpace hasn't gone out of the picture, because a lot of people take it has. They're like, do people still use MySpace?
Oh, yeah.
But it's still around, and people still using it. So
right.
there you go.
Coming
there,
back. Coming back. It's coming back. You know, MySpace music is coming back.
Yeah, it's going to be a bigger space. It's going to be bigger space. That's what it's going to be. Most space.
That's most
space.
That's it.
Well, we are looking forward to the new projects that you have coming. And you said you have something that's coming up are you working on it right now, of any new projects?
Yeah, right now I'm trying to help produce a couple other projects for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, but I have about 8 songs already recorded. I'm just waiting to an available date to release it. It'll probably be something released definitely before June, before the GMWA single that's
mm-hmm.
going to come out, and we'll keep you posted for sure so that everybody can kind of check it out.
My. Well, we're looking forward to it. I'm telling you, from the music that I've witnessed and going on YouTube and looking at some of your videos and listening to some of your music, it has been a true blessing. I thank God that you are on this journey for the kingdom, and it's just really working out for all of us to be able to hear the gifts and talents that God has placed in you. So we thank you for your obedience. And
well, thank you.
Now, is there anything, in closing, as we get ready to come upon the hour, that anything that you would want our listeners to know or any projects or concerts or conferences or anything that you've got coming up that we can support?
Well, in Oklahoma City, matter of fact, next month we on the same program with Karen Clark will be here for Lupus Foundation fundraiser, and I'm on that, opening up for her. And then we got some other things that will be happening later on. We're just waiting for the contracts to clear. But other than that, we're going to keep you posted by keeping up with a website. You can kind of see some updates on things, and Brother Knight will always be sending stuff out, especially to you and other radio announcers. And those are the things that are happening, other than my church stuff, being minister of music, keeping busy. But I know God is in control, and that when a new single hits, I want to make sure you get the first copy.
All right. I appreciate it. Yeah, I want it to still be warm when I get it.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate you, and I thank God for your excitement. I thank God for what you do for all the listeners that you have. And I thank God for you.
Well, thank you. Keep me posted. I'm always here to help promote our artists, and I've got a lot of social media, so we'll put it out the best we can and let people know. And I just thank God for you coming on the program again, and again to our listeners. Thank you all for tuning in. And also, don't forget that the website is J-Dub Music, and that's J-D-U-B as in boy, music, M-U-S-I-K.com. or you can always hit Mother up on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or even Instagram, because I'm going to always be able to keep you updated as well, so that we can get this wonderful music and these new projects. And also, follow me. If you enjoy the program, follow me on The Joyous Word, and always visit my website for more information at www.motherjenkins.com for joyous laughter in the kingdom, because we're always going to keep our comedy anchored in Christ. So thank you so much today, Minister Willis, for all that you've done. We're going to close with your song. But before we do, can you give us just a short prayer for anybody that might have been listening tonight that, you know, might be going through anything or are interested in going into the ministry?
Okay, well, definitely. Father, we just thank you, God, and we give your name the praise, and God, we give you glory and honor. God, we ask that you touch anyone who's listening to the sound of my voice, and God, that whatever they're going through, whatever situation that they're in, that God, allow them to know that you're in control, that you have this situation that they're dealing with as a process, God, a test, God, to grow them, to help them to be stronger, to be more thinking about you, God. And you always have a way of revealing yourself to us through our storms. And God, we ask you, God, just to bless those who are going through whatever the situation is. We don't have to know what it is. Just encourage them to know to be strong, stand still, but wait on God. But understand, while you're waiting on God, give him praise, glory, and honor for everything that you're going through. And while you're in the storm, that you know God is in the storm with you.
Yes.
And God, we just give your name the praise. We thank you for this radio broadcast. God, we thank you for everything that you always do on our behalf. And God, we give you praise. And God, forgive us of anything that we've done or said that's not like you.
Yes.
God, we just ask you to touch somebody that's not saved, God, by just allowing them to listen to the word of God and listen to a song, and God, be blessed to know that Jesus Christ loved us enough, God, for our sins. And God, he's coming back again one day to receive us. God, we just thank you now for all that you've done, your mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen. Well, God bless you all for listening. Please stay on the line, Minister Willis. We're going to close out with your song, and then I'm going to get a little more information from you, and then I'll be able to let you go. Thank you all for tuning in to The Joyous Word. Again, you know, if anyone is interested in being on the program, get with Mother Jenkins through my website or on Facebook. I'm easy to find. Just put in Mother Jenkins or Tamara, and you'll be able to locate me. And it's always important, remember that when you are down to nothing, God is up to something. God bless you. And again, thank you for tuning in to The Joyous Word. And thank you, Minister Willis.
Thank you. Thank you.
Woo!